Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
We are live.
Are we live? All right, everybody, welcome to the radio. For the third time, we're having technical difficulties, but welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. I'm your host, the Southwest Texan Day Day Cruz, with my brother Greg DeMarc. We are coming to you live from Open Talk Radio 313, The Flash. And man, WrestleMania season is upon us, and I can't wait. I can't wait till Sunday. Well, this week we have a whole full week of wrestling coming up. But, next week coming up, because we're still in the mix of a WrestleMania pre-week. You know what I mean? But, man, the WrestleMania viewing party that we're going to have at the Imagine Theater, brought to you by Wrestle Connection. And, like I said, the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak, hosted by your boys from the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, the Southwest Texan, and Greg DeMarc. And we're going to be with our brother Martez, and we're ready to meet all you great fans of wrestling. And just hopefully we have a couple of our friends from our wrestling community come out to the show. But if nonetheless, it's going to be a fun night.
Yes, it is. And like you said, this episode of the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast is brought to you by the Detroit Wrestling Connection, who is proudly presenting the WrestleMania viewing party at the Royal Oak Imagine Theater. It's going to be like no experience I've ever experienced, because I've watched it with friends, with family, at home, on my phone. I've even listened to it through the squiggly shit. You got to be real old to remember listening to it and trying to catch a little something through the squiggly shit, you know. But this experience, man, it's going to be like the old, closed circuit, I guess, it was around, but I never experienced it. It's going to be memorable experience in a WrestleMania that I will never forget.
Neither will I, man. And I'm glad that we're going to be able to experience and have the opportunity to host, because our brother Martez, man, like, we're having big technical difficulties, but that just shows how much Martez is a big part of the show, and not just a big part of the show, but the man, the hustle behind the muscle of the whole platform. Because he does this day in and day out, like, and he makes it look easy, but we know it's not easy now. But we're gonna cut right to time, because our interviewees are gonna be on our brothers the Capital Vices from Crab Wrestling, and they're gonna bring along Mr. Grimm from we're gonna mention their show, We Wrestle with Mania, which is gonna be April 8th at in Tampa, Florida, man. They're gonna have such a great card match, and like I said, Mr. Grimm is going to be a part of that card match. He's going to be facing off against Major League Wrestling's MLW's Myron Reed and Midwest's own, the longest reigning ex-ICW, the Process, Mr. Malcolm Monroe III, the best in the fucking world, in a three-way dance that We Wrestle with Mania. That's going to be, man, like I said, it could be it's still the whole show. Like I said, it's going to be April 8th. This is going to open. The doors open at 6. $25 a ticket. If you're in the Tampa area, you want to go out and check out that show. And they also have Flop House, Boozapalooza, all you can drink, $10. Same night.
Yeah, that's it's crazy. We got, Crab Wrestling coming from Maryland, meeting up with Flop House from Indiana. They're meeting in Florida, and they're making their own WrestleMania moment. They're doing it their way.
And we know,
happy to see folks come together and work together, which
we know a lot of the wrestlers that are going to be on this card personally. Like we know Malcolm Monroe himself. We know We know Jason and Money. We know a lot of the Nomads. We know Logan. We know Le Champion and Mike Banker. We know the Death Threat Army. We know a lot of these people on this show, man. They're really deserving of their own moments, even if it's not at the actual WrestleMania. But, you know, Pete, you know, they're going to make their own moments and own marks in history with this card.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to see these guys are going to shine on that stage. In that, I mean, obviously it's not going to be like WrestleMania years past, but finally getting people out and about and to wrestling, and it's the first big weekend of wrestling that we've had since this bullshit started last year. I'm going on what?
Year and a half. Yeah. But listen, I'm just going to name a couple of these you know, matches that they got going on that we wrestle with Mania. Not just that three-way match. They also have a United States Championship match, which they will have Roxy and, I forget this guy's name. I'm sorry. But it's going to be for the United States Championship. They have the Dread King Logan versus Mikey Banker for the Heavyweight Championship in Crab Wrestling. We have a five-way dance. We have Capital Vices Sin and Money versus Death Threat Army's Tommy Vendetta Jack Price versus the champion, Impact X Division champion Ace Austin. Now, that match is going to fucking just Tommy Vendetta and Jack Price alone. You know, that's you got a lovable fucking psychopath versus a little, you know, four other freaking guys that can throw down. I'm lost for words on that match. That's going to be a hard-hitting, high-flying, death-defying, whatever you want to call it. That match is going to have that match is going to be fucking fire.
The whole card's going to be fire, man. There was I don't know. I'm surprised, dude, after that build-up at TKW. I really thought we were going to see the Flophouse champion face the Crab Wrestling champion, but I guess we'll have to see that another time.
We did see it at TKW.
Yeah, but I thought we were going
to... Remember.
There's some unfinished business there, brother. You've seen the match. You were there.
Yeah, we see the match, but man, I gotta tell you, that match should be at Flophouse. But you know, they got their championship being defended. But I mean, I believe that it should be champion versus champion once again, title for title. Champion Mr. Hoodfoot will be challenged by Shug D. You know what I mean? But I think it should be Mikey Banker versus Hoodfoot for both championships at Boozapalooza.
The fuck is a booze and pillows?
Hey,
I know. All you can drink,
you get
$10.
Fucked up and watch wrestling. What do you mean? They got a fire ass car too. They got Big Cuz, teaming up with TKW champion Swarzy versus the Bitcoin boys, your boys from Toledo.
The Cleveland boys.
Oh, Cleveland boys. My bad. Yeah, the Cleveland boys.
That's your people.
Those are your boys.
No, they're the Bitcoin boys. They're part of the Cleveland boys with your boy Zach Thomas.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true.
That's, Them Bitcoin boys.
But, yeah, man, Jason and Money, man, they've been grinding, man. They got, you know what I'm saying, they've been working hard on this show, and the hard work is going to pay off, and man, I'm proud of them, man. They're my brothers, and I can't ask for some better friends, you know what I'm saying? They're such great people, man, humble guys, and if you ever get to hang out with them, you'll see what we mean. You guys could tell it. If you guys listen to the show multiple times, if they called in, man, they're just full of life and full of energy, humble, and man, just in person, man, you couldn't ask for better friends.
We just might hear from them this evening as well.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, what I'm most excited for, I'm not going to be in Florida. I'm going to be in Royal Oak, Michigan at the Imagine Theater. Detroit Wrestling Connection bringing you the WrestleMania viewing party. It's going to be so much fun, man. Giant screen.
I can't
WrestleMania,
wait.
WrestleMania night two, the, you know, the grand finale.
The Universal title match. Now, you know what? To be honest, I'm excited that it's on that night. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I wouldn't mind if it was on night one, but I am so excited. I am so excited for night two, you know, because I'm excited for the main event. I'm not going to lie. This main event, you know, Edge versus Daniel Bryan versus the champion Roman Reigns. You know, you got three stories for this main event. You got three stories where one almost semi-retired from leukemia, where one suffered concussion after concussion and came back. And then you got Edge where he was, you know what I'm saying, had broke his neck. You know what I'm saying? He retired. They all retired with championships and had to relinquish their championships. Now they're all three accumulating and main event in WrestleMania for the Universal Championship. I'm excited for that match, actually.
Yeah, me too. That's actually, I think, the match I'm most excited about. I don't know. I would have rather seen, like, Drew and Roman and Daniel Bryan and Edge. I think that would have been better. I'd be like, Roman Reigns be like, I'm out of shot. And then be like, you know, here's how it could have worked out. Check it out. Daniel Bryan, however, secures the title, right? Edge is still Royal Rumble winner. He gets the fight. Here's my fantasy booking of it, right? So McIntyre beats Lashley. Or, you know, say Lashley's the champion. Roman invokes his rematch clause on the other show. Takes the title that sets up McIntyre and Roman at Mania. He could have defended it once in between successfully to get the other guy out of the picture. Bobby Lashley should have never been in the fucking picture. It should have been McIntyre, Roman, Edge, and Daniel Bryan. That would have set up two huge first night main events. And then talk about a surprise. Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks are going to main event night one. And like I said, I got no problem with that if it were properly built. It could have been. The time was there, but the work wasn't put in. They're working too hard to try to keep them, you know, both faces because they're short of heels. But come on, man. I mean, turning heel and face looks like the big show. That's Sasha Banks' thing.
Edge is heel, Daniel Bryan's face, and Roman Reigns is heel.
He's macho. He just randomly did a heel thing at, you know,
he's gonna be
during
heel,
the Daniel Bryan
into
match.
Look, going into WrestleMania, he's going to go into heel. But he's still going to get a tremendous ovation because he's main event in WrestleMania 10 years to the day, main event in a WrestleMania for a championship.
Show me one person who's booing Edge now because he...
Nobody.
He's not a heel. He's not a heel. He's not even cutting full heel promos. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. And
look,
I apologize to Martez. He's a WWE apologist by his own description. But there ain't even no defense. They don't even know what they're doing. They knew that, you know, they wanted to implement Daniel Bryan into this match. And I agree. I could see him being there.
They did that. I don't understand. In the whole first place, I'm going to be up front with that, like you said, but I don't see why they did the triple threat thing with Daniel Bryan. If you know, the whole point of a Royal Rumble winner is to have the championship match one-on-one.
I agree.
If you're going
to
just...
Royal Rumble winner, like, the champion is the champion. He has to defend, and it's supposed to be harder to keep the belt than to chase the, you know, than to get the belt, right? I get that. So... The Royal Rumble winner, though,
they basically threw away this year's Royal Rumble. Basically, I love that the way Edge won the Royal Rumble.
I think that the point is that Roman's going to lose the title without taking the fall. That's
no,
what
yeah,
I
he's
think
gonna lose
point
that title without
Triple
taking the fall. I'm gonna call two ways it could go down because Roman Reigns either way is gonna lose his Universal Championship. He had a good run. He's been champion since what, like 5 months now, I wanna say. So my thing is either Edge is gonna spear the shit out of fucking Daniel Bryan, he's gonna take the win, or either Daniel Bryan's gonna make Roman Reigns tap out. Because there's no way that if Edge doesn't make that pin, he's not gonna take the fall and he's not gonna submit. It's gonna be either Daniel gets pinned or Roman taps out. They're gonna make either WrestleMania 30 happen all over again, where Daniel Bryan becomes WrestleMania, whatever it was, or they're gonna make Edge the Rated R Heavyweight Champion all over again, where he's gonna win that champ. This is the way I caught it the whole time. This is the way I'm booking WrestleMania. He wins the Universal Championship that night, either that night after he wins the main event, or either the Friday Night SmackDown after WrestleMania. He's going to bring out the World's Heavyweight Championship like this, and he's going to throw that Universal Championship in the garbage or somewhat of those kind of natures and bring out the World's Heavyweight title, the all-gold belt, and say, this is the title I never lost. Welcome to the Rated R era. I'm back. Take my title if you want.
Yeah, dude, you know what I miss that we don't ever see anymore? The multi-man matches that are like single elimination, like a fatal four-way was, you know, or a four-way dance where when you get pinned, now it's three men. Now it's one-on-one. I miss those, man. We don't see enough
of
that
anymore.
Yeah,
they don't do that no more. Yeah, they don't do that anymore. Is our guest on the line?
We have not yet had another call in.
Okay. Shoot, but yeah, man, I can't wait till this WrestleMania Sunday, man, next Sunday April 11th over there at the Royal Oak Imagine Theater, man. We're gonna have fun that night, so make your way out 25 to experience the WrestleMania on the big screen and have fun with the Rated R Wrestling Podcast and our brother Martez, brought to you by Wrestle Connection.
Yes, and then also this weekend, we have this big XICW show in Standish.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Where Tommy Vendetta will get a chance, one more chance against your boy, MM3, for the XICW Midwest Heavyweight Championship. I believe Tommy Vendetta is going to take that champion what happened?
I don't even think that's the main event. I think the main event is Standish's own Mongo challenging Congo Kong for the XICW United States Championship. I actually think
that's the
planned main event.
Well, whatever the main man, XICW, it doesn't matter. That whole card is just going to be fire. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, like you said, man. The Midwest Heavyweight Championship match, best in the fucking world, MM3 versus Tommy Vendetta. That's we talked in depth about their Horror Slam, feud that's coming up, and a little about their Midwest Heavyweight Championship match. And then the Man Beast Rhino against former Impact and New Japan talent, Big Mike Elgin.
For the Extreme Intense Championship. Oh, no, that's my bad. Never mind.
Nope, that's...
I thought it was.
That's your boy, Dre Jacob.
Yeah.
I was actually looking at some stuff
earlier.
Dre Jacobs has been the Extreme Intense champion for 901 days.
Yeah.
He's pushing into a third year as champion.
We have to take a second and give a 10-second... 10 seconds of quietness for a fallen brother, Mr. Bug.
Yeah, and our condolences go out to the Monroe family, to, you know, DBA and MM3, and the whole family. And yeah, we'll observe a 10-second moment of silence for Bug. Thank you for I seen the guy.
That hit everybody hard this week. That hit everybody hard, and that's a big hit in the Michigan independent wrestling community, because, you know, he brought so many moments, you know, and, man, such a great talent. My first match that I've seen him in was the night he won that Battle Royal in 2019 in Lincoln Park, Michigan.
Yeah, that's out of nowhere. A lot of people, like you said, were saddened. XICW actually got hit real hard. Another member of their family, the Dave Phillips, was a crucial part of XICW, and he just passed unexpectedly the day after Bug did. It's like, wow,
that's crazy.
But the Extreme Intense champion, Dre Jacobs, going to put his 900-plus day reign on the line against his brother, the Black Sheep, Justin Dream. And, dude, you don't fight nobody like you fight your brother, man. And it's gonna be a war, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. And, that's going to be one hell of a show, dude. If you're around the Standish area and love wrestling, man, or just anywhere in Michigan, period, and you can make it to Standish, Michigan, if you love pro wrestling and just wrestling in general, hey, man, make sure you head out to the Arcade Ring Community Center. It's right there, 583 East Cedar Street, right there in Standish, Michigan, man.
Yep. Floor seating is sold out, but there's still general admission, and children 12 and under, only $10. So, you know, $10-$15 ahead. We
might have one of our
guests. Hang on 1 second, man.
All
go
right.
ahead.
So, yeah, like I was... Is he on? Well, yeah, you can get your tickets off of Facebook at Detroit XICW. Also on Instagram at Real XICW Detroit. You can get your tickets from there. Like we said, it's going to be April the 3rd, Saturday. April Armageddon, such a great show. Rhino's going to be the house, Big Michael Elgin, Malcolm Monroe, the third MM3 versus Tommy Vendetta, Congo Kong. Man, you just got a whole full card of talent. And, man, like we said, WrestleMania weekend, you got all sorts of wrestling to be on TV. And you come out Sunday night, watch WrestleMania Night 2 with us at the Imagine Theater over there in Royal Oak, brought to you by Wrestle Connection in the D. And, man, it's going to be such a great night. So make sure you come out. It's not a bad price, $25. Come out.
So one of our guests is on the line with us. Grim, you're on the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast.
What's up, man? How are you?
Not too bad, man. Thank you for coming on to the show, taking the invitation. And, man, you got a big match coming on WrestleMania weekend with Wrestle with Mania versus MM3 and MLW's Myron Reed, man. You want to elaborate a little bit on that match? What you think about your opponents?
Well, I've already been in the ring with Myron multiple times. I've never been in the ring with Malcolm, but I've heard a lot about him. I've been on shows with him, and honestly, you know, with all the talent that's, you know, combined with the both of the shows, we're definitely going to try to fill it. And, I mean, it's not going to be an easy task considering who's on the show, but we're definitely going to try to, you know, be the one that stands out.
Okay, yeah, man, I can imagine. That's what I was just telling my brother Greg, man. I believe that your guys' match is going to steal the show, man. Like, you know, we know Malcolm, you know what I'm saying, and he is such a fucking great talent, dude. I can't even just, you know, say that straight. You know, he's a great talent, man, and we've seen so many of his matches. I'm ready to see that match, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be there, but I'm going to try to catch it, you know what I'm saying? Probably through Facebook or something.
Hey, man, you definitely should. The thing is, it's like, you know, Myron and I have actually never really had a chance to go all out because, like, the matches that we had, it was always, you know, a reason that we weren't able to. But this
right.
time, you know, it sky's the limit. Like, I'm going to be able to do a lot of stuff that, you know, people aren't really used to seeing me do. So, you know, I'm going to do my thing.
Right. Another thing I want to ask you, I know you just said you want your match to steal the show, but I mean, other than your match, what match are you looking forward to seeing out the whole card, man? Because I'm looking right at it, man, and it's such a fire card.
Honestly, I believe it's Hoodfoot and Lee Moriarty.
Okay.
I believe they're
okay.
in a, I know I saw them on a flyer. I'm not sure if they're in a match or not together. But if they are, that's the match that I want to see. And I'm also looking forward to the, what is it? I forgot what they call it.
The Exhibition title match?
No. It's the...
How about
the
Triple Threat Tag Team Turmoil?
No. It's with Rhett Titus and Gino, I believe.
Oh, Gino Medina.
Pure Rules.
Gino Medina and Pure Rules. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to actually see that in person because, you know, the concept is a really good concept. I like the fact, you know, that ROH does it. And it forces you to call, like, you know, when you're doing your match, to, you know, have to be smart about grabbing the ropes. And, you know, like, I just want to see how they put that match together.
Yeah, That sounds like a good match, too. But my match that I really want to see, to be honest, your match with MM3 and Reed, Myron Reed is one I do want to catch, like, seriously, because I know that's probably going to be the match, like I said earlier, that's going to steal the show. But the match I really, really want to see, man, is that Crab Heavyweight title match with Mikey Banker and the Dread King Logan. Now, that match is a hard hitter.
Yeah, I mean... I don't think it's going to be any match on the card that's, you know, not going to be good. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, I'm familiar with Mikey. I'm not familiar with the other guy. But, you know, I'm just excited, man, to be there. It's an honor to be able to be on the show
that's
with so
what,
many people.
That's what's so exciting to me because we got the best of your area over there. You know, you guys are in the Baltimore area.
Not from D.C.
Primarily in Virginia.
Well, he said,
I mean,
yeah, he's from D.C., he said.
And then,
yeah,
so,
but,
you know,
I mean,
and
so
then
you, guys...
you got the Detroit area, and then you have, you know, the Flophouse guys from Indiana being represented, and you guys are putting it all together and taking it to Florida. And I'm just so proud of you guys because I am less familiar with the talent on your side. I've seen some of you guys' matches and stuff, just stuff people have shared throughout the beautiful circle that is non-toxic
right.
wrestling fans.
Right.
Yeah,
no,
I'm so excited for this whole event. I just know it's going to be a huge success because, like you said, man, every show, every match on the show is a banger. And they are... I'm most familiar with the Death Threat Army. I'm also familiar with Terrence and Terrell and obviously Capital Vices, who we've seen them a lot more here in the last couple of years. And, man, that Triple Threat Tag Team Turmoil match is going to be a banger, man, of three guys that are tag team wrestlers, not tag teams thrown together. It's definitely going to be... The whole card's going to be a banger, top to bottom. I hope it comes out on IWTV.
Bell
I can't
bell.
Wait to see it.
Bell. Exactly. Bell to bell, you guys are going to put on match after match. I can't wait to see it. And, like my brother was saying, just every match, bell to bell, is going to be a hard hitter, high flyer, and everything in between. And you guys bottled everything up from every almost, you know, every promotion that I can see on this card, man, and whew, I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm excited to be there. You know, it's like any day that I can do, you know, what I love, you know, it's always a blessing. So, You know, I'm going to make the best out of that opportunity.
I had another question, man, is have you ever been to the mid, like, have you, you never been to Detroit, I'm sure, but when or if will we see you in Detroit?
I've actually
I'm pretty sure there's a lot.
I wrestled in Michigan.
Oh, you have?
I wrestled in Detroit. Yeah, I wrestled for IBW and Detroit. It was another couple of companies that I wrestled for. It was it went Saginaw. I think PPW.
Pure Pro.
Flint. I
Pure
believe
Pro.
So. Like I'm, yeah, I used to be in Michigan a lot.
Oh, okay. I've never seen you. That's why I'm saying.
Yeah.
IBW, man, it's a lot of fun. Rudy Hill, International Big Time Wrestling. They I love the old school feel of IBW, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, now they have the you know, the TV style, you know, shows that they're doing, and you know, he started it's just amazing to see, you know, his progression, because when I first started with him, I forgot what company it was with, but they were running out of Saginaw. And then, you know, he made created International Big Time Wrestling, and you know, just, you know, went off from there.
Okay. Shoot, man, I would love
That's
to
awesome.
Actually see you back in Michigan. Yeah, for sure on that one.
Like, I've been trying to get back out there. It's just, you know, like with everything that was shut down, you know, people really weren't bringing outside talent, so. You know, hopefully something can happen. Hopefully somebody sees me down there and they're like, man, stuff, let me go and bring them, you know, to Michigan, or, you know, if I go back up, you know, to Indiana or something like that.
No, for sure. Yeah, that would be some, yeah. We would love to have you up here for sure again.
Yeah, so many fresh matchups. That's why I love it. So many fresh matchups that would bring in so many different promotions. And as I'm sure you know, indie wrestling's hot here, man. We got, like, literally, legitimately 6-8 really good promotions putting on good shows and good matches and good stories that, you know. And so it's fun to see the fresh faces come in and we get fresh matchups because, man, the talent is out there. It's out there.
It is. You know, and it's like I love going to new places and, you know, looking at talents that I'm not really familiar with, because there's so many great talent out there that, you know, that's killing it in their area people haven't heard of. And it's like, damn, you know, it's really good to be able to see other people and what they can do. Like, you know, when I got put in the match with Malcolm, you know, I immediately started looking up some of his stuff, you know, and I like what I saw. And it's like, I really didn't know Malcolm could do all of what he was doing. So, you know, it made me look forward to my match even more.
He's actually my son's hero. He's 11 now. And it was, he's probably my favorite wrestler, definitely in my top five of all wrestlers. Big fan, like you said, man, he can technical wrestle. He can fly. He's gotten bigger the last couple of years, doing a lot more power stuff. And, you know, doing a lot of his stuff to bigger guys, you know, I'm just a wrestling fan. I love it. I love to see it. Are you familiar with Dre Jacobs?
No, I'm not.
Look him up. That's another guy I think you'd match up good against. He's a 300-pound guy that can, you know, do it all.
He can do it all.
From fly to technical to, I mean, get downright deranged. And, yeah, also another one of my favorite talents, another guy in this area that I think you would match up great against and have really fun, entertaining matches against.
He said his name is Dre Jacobs?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Look, as soon as we finish, I'm going to check out some of his stuff.
Oh, you'll
like,
love
who
it.
Knows, man. Like, I'm always looking for, you know, horse fights and, you know, fights with bigger guys who can move like I can.
Yeah, and that's it. I love the bigger guys. I appreciate all styles of match, even like deathmatch wrestling was I could take it or leave it, and, you know, it became a couple deathmatch promotions, Horror Slam, and now TKW, a lot more of that was going on, and I always thought it was just crazy for the sake of crazy, but if you watch it and appreciate it for what it is, which is another genre of wrestling, when it's done right, it tells a story, and it's pretty cool, too, in its own right, and I love all wrestling, man. Especially storytelling wrestling.
Yeah. Like, one, I know I didn't, you know, I'm going back to speaking on the show that happened in Tampa. I really appreciate the fact that it's like promoters can, like, actually come together and work together and, you know, make something like this work, because it's so many promotions, you know, guys who beef with each other for no reason, and, you know, it's like, hey, if you work here, you can't work here. That is really, you know, relieving to see other companies be able to, you know, come together and do something like this, man. So, you know, I'm not sure if they're listening or not, but I want to, you know, give them big props for that, because without them,
and,
you know, they're the ones who made this possible.
So the Capital Vices came into, so Flophouse is from Indiana, you know, Crab Wrestling is from over there, you know, they're based over there. TKW here in Detroit, they've furthered the storylines and also promoted both companies. Capital Vices just became the TKW Tag Team Champions. And, you know, like you said, it's great to see so many guys. That's how we look at it, as doing what we do. We try to promote everything and everybody because we love it. Our friends at the Pro Wrestling Edge, Dan Brewer and Nick and Brandon and Jordan and Josh, they same with them. They just love wrestling and love to promote everything. RPW as well. They're right there over the border in Ohio. It's great to see, you know, these promotions working together.
It is, man. Because there's so many that, you know, undercut each other. And to be honest, that's one of the reasons I really try not to work in my area so much, because it's just so much drama here, and I just want to get away from it.
We got it, too. We see it.
Yeah. I mean, I know I've had my fair share of drama in Michigan, but, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, have fun, man. And
you notice
I'm not gonna be able
that
to
some guys participate in it and some guys don't participate in it. I've noticed
right.
That from afar.
I mean, that's how it always is, man.
Yeah, it seems like it's everywhere. But, yeah, it's how, I guess, how you react to it, or if you react to it. It keeps you from getting drug into shit. Because, man,
I mean,
we've...
You try to stay away, you can still get, you know, drug into it. It's happened to me.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. People will try to drag you in the shit. Yeah.
It's like,
no,
you know,
for
with
sure.
Me, it was a situation where at first, you know, I was like, you know, I was kind of new into the business back then, and I was just trying to, you know, meet everybody, be cordial, be cool with everybody. And then somebody told the promoter that, he was like, yeah, man, they said somebody came to me and said that you know, you're talking and it seemed like you're trying to make it seem like you're better than other people and, you know, so I'm like, what? I was like, man, that kind of sucks. Now, you know, when I say to myself, people have an issue with that. They're like, oh, Grimm thinks he's better than us because, you know, he chooses to stay in his corner and, you know, not talk to people. Like, I mean, you just can't win.
You cannot win. When the drama hits, especially like you were saying, man, it's so easy to get dropped. All it takes is somebody dropping your name or saying, well, ask him. Hold up. Don't fucking ask me. I have a saying, and it's stuck at work. I have no dog in that race. And I am quick to, man, no dogs. That's what I say. Anybody who knows that, no dogs, man. Fucking no dogs.
Crazy. But, you know, at this point in my career, man, I'm just trying to have fun. you know. I know I'm not going to be able to do it forever. So who else
do you know out here that you want to fight?
So I wanted to wrestle Shane Mercer, like, for a while now. And the thing is, we've, you know, had, like, back and forth, like, through Twitter, through Facebook. And, you know, he even said he was down for it. And, yeah, like, it hasn't been booked yet. But I'm down for it. He's down for it. And we're trying to see what happens. I think that'll be a really good match. Like, I've watched some of his stuff with Congo. And, yeah, that dude's a beast.
Yeah, Pondo's the man. Pondo's a beast, bro.
How about your dream match? And might I suggest that I think you would be a great matchup against would be Keith Lee.
That was actually one of my dream matches before, you know, he got signed. And funny story, you know, involving Keith Lee, I actually sent him one of my, you know, one of my matches, and he critiqued it for me. It was like my first, I would call it like my first indie match, you know, indie style match that had like, you know, that was very spotty. And it was against AR Fox. And, you know, he gave me some good feedback and, you know, told me what I need to work on and stuff like that. And, you know, to this day, I'm very appreciative that he took the time to do that. But yeah, definitely, you know, Keith Lee. But one of my, you know, one of my main dream matches is against, I've got a brain fart.
Yeah.
And it's funny I would get a brain fart right now. Hawaii. He's from Hawaii. He was on AEW. He's in New Japan. Come on, help me out. Who are the islands?
Hawaii?
Tama Tonga?
Oh, shit.
No. He was on Lucha Underground. I forgot his name. It sucks because... Come on, guys. Help me here.
Lucha Underground.
I'm stuck on Hawaii.
Jeff Cobb.
I'm stuck. That's me, too.
Jeff Cobb. That's who it is.
Oh, Jeff Cobb. Oh, yeah. He's a beast.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Cobb.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff Cobb is a beast.
Dude, when I first got wrestling friends on social media through the Pro Wrestling and MMA World group, Jeff Cobb was my friend on Facebook, like, long before he was in any of those plays. But, yeah, that's another great big man who can do a lot of things.
Yeah, for sure.
Fast.
Jeff Cobb, no, I've seen him wrestle.
Mr. Olympia.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like I had more, but a lot of them are, like, signed already, so it kind of defeats the purpose because, like, that probably won't happen anytime soon. So.
Maybe not soon, but it can happen. They say 90%
of
being.
You know what? Maybe this week. Go ahead, brother.
They say 90% of being successful is being in the right place at the right time. And next weekend, you're going to be in the right place. And I think the right people are going to be watching, and all it takes is the right eye to see you, and your life could change overnight, man.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
And I believe it. You're one of those special big men talents. There's not a lot of big men out there that can move. They can do everything. Like, I hate mentioning people because people feel like you're drawing a comparison, and it's not fair to do that to guys because every guy is trying to be their own character, their own person, you know, but I got to go to, because right now the best moving big man that you'd never believe it that's known, I would say, is Keith Lee or Kevin Owens type of, you know, person. Those talents are more rare. That's why I love to see them, the big man that can do it all. That's just like MMA, the champions are the guys who can do it all are the greatest champions, you know. The striker, he's only going to plow through so many guys before he meets a good wrestler. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when you have those sort of talents, which you are this talent, you can have any match with anybody and fight for, like, be in the conversation for the best match of the night every single night.
Fact. That is true.
Hopefully, WrestleMania weekend, that Magic guys put on to be the night. That could change a lot. I said, hopefully the match that you have with MM3.
I'm hoping it does, man.
It actually can, man, because, I mean, it's happening WrestleMania weekend, and you know you guys deserve it, and you guys are great talent, and I believe that it can happen, actually, that night.
Look, I'm just hoping, man, the right eyes can see me, and, you know, something can come from all this. Because, like,
sure.
I mean, like, I've been working my ass off just like everybody else. But it's like, it just seems like I always get close and then something happens. And then it's like the guys who I've, you know, been in the ring with, they've gotten signed. A lot of the guys I've been in the ring with, I had matches, but they've been signed. And it's like, I'm just still right here patiently waiting. So, yeah.
Patience.
I gotta believe your time will come.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many guys on this We Wrestle With Mania card that should be signed. It's ridiculous. Like,
for sure.
Damn near top to bottom. The whole fucking card.
Look, and a few are.
That's true. It's very true. I can't believe Terrence and Terrell. And just because who their dad was wouldn't have gotten that. And I'm familiar with their work because I've been waiting to see these guys, and I'm surprised they haven't been on a bigger stage yet. They're an awesome tag team. Capital Vices, they're, you know, starting to see them on a national level. And MM3, he was just in Mexico. He's done a lot of international stuff. It's shocking to me that he's not signed. And I'm so proud of every single wrestler that we've seen come through the area and get signed, like Trey Miguel and the Rascal, which I forget what they're
Jack
calling
the
them
phone.
In NXT. Yep, the Suplex Shogun from right here. He won Impact.
And you got Sammy Bale that made his TV debut on Impact. Sammy Bale, the Natural, also.
Damn.
And that's just within the last, you know, 2 years that guys we've seen go. And it's there's a couple guys like, you know, like has happened with you. It seems like there's some. I guess it's just the timing isn't right yet. But I truly believe your time is coming, and it's coming soon.
Yeah, I'm really hoping, man. I'm really hoping. Because, you know, I've been working my ass off. I'm just trying to get there, man. You know, even though I'm waiting my turn, it's good to see, you know, like some of my mentors and some of the guys who, you know, helped me out a lot get their opportunities, you know, finally. You know, this business is very weird. Because, like, you'll have some people like MJF will be, you know, in the business a couple of years and then blow up, you know, be one of the best, you know, out there right now. And then you'll have people who are like, you know, J.D. Drake, who's been working at it for years, and now he's getting his break. Or, you know, Eddie Kingston, and, you know, the list goes on. It's just, you know, you just got to keep doing your thing, man. Don't give up.
There are some people in the business that have had big influences on you.
Well, the main, like, the very first one I would have to give to Nala Rose. You know, she's my mentor. She's one of the people who, you know, helped me develop into who I am now. You know, she came up with the whole body bag thing. Like, she's been an inspiration to me and a very big help to my career. Another person is, you know, Anthony Henry, J.D. Drake. You know, I took a road trip with them. And, you know, ever since then, they've been, like, you know, mentors and teachers to me. Another one I have to say is John Davis. Like, I'm not sure if you know who John Davis is, but he's big down south. He's been a big, you know, help with me as well.
You know, I do not know him. I am familiar with Anthony Henry and obviously Nyla Rose, who, man, that Nyla Rose is a very admirable person, you know. Let me just say that for sure. She takes a lot of shit, and she rolls with it. She takes it. She'll take it, you know, for who, you know, whoever, and, you know, not just for that reason, but, you know, and can rise past all that and focus on becoming the wrestling superstar that she's destined to be.
Definitely.
She's done a lot. She was a former AEW Women's Champion. That's saying a lot.
She'll be AEW Women's Champion many more times.
I was gonna say that she's gonna have many more championship reigns coming up. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm just very proud of her because, you know, everything that she's been through, like, she's been through a lot, and to finally get her opportunity, you know, and it's weird how the opportunity came. Like, I know it's not really my story to tell, but it just, like how you said, being in the right place at the right time, you know, everything transpired when she was doing a tour in Japan. And, you know, one day, I forgot what venue she was at, but Kenny Omega was at the venue, and he ended up meeting her, and ended up talking to her about it, and he's actually the one who recruited her.
Nice.
Boy, that's awesome.
And the thing is, it's like, you know, she wasn't in Japan, you know, she probably wouldn't have got that opportunity.
Yeah. It's about being at the right place at the right time.
Yeah,
that's like a statistical fact that like 90% of being successful in business is being in the right place at the right time. And I've heard that before, and like I've seen things and even experienced them myself. Like, man, see, just like they say, being in the right place at the right time.
Like my opportunity, you know, the match that I did at MLW came from being at the right place at the right time.
Right.
Like, so I was there, like, literally to help out. You know, that's really what I was there for, just to help out. And I'd end up taking Loki and Ricky Martinez and Selena, like, to the venue. So, you know, we talked.
Oh, shit.
Like, kind of, we had, like, a lot of common. But, yeah, so... After I dropped them off, you know, somebody named Chris Hagan was supposed to be there, and he ended up not, like, showing up. So they're calling their match. And they look over to me, and they said, like, they're calling me by my, like, my student, which is Chris. And nobody calls me Chris, so I didn't know who the hell they were talking to. So they're over there like, hey, Chris, you here? And I'm looking around, and they're like, yeah, you. And I'm looking around, and they're like, no, Chris, come here. And I'm like, me? I was like,
yeah.
And I got in the ring, and he said, hey, man, like, low-key, he was like, yo, like, how would you feel about doing a match for, you know, me and Martinez? I was like, fuck you mean, how would I feel about doing a match? Like, if you
hell
and
yeah.
So, you know, he was like, all right, man, you got the spot. And the thing is, it's like, you know, if I would have never decided to help out, you know, with MLW, drive them, like, the wrestlers around and run errands for them and, you know, help the ring crew, I wouldn't have been right there for them to do that.
Yeah, for sure, man. That's like it's old, like we said, it's all about being at the right place at the right time, and you, and paying your dues is another thing, you know, like you just said, burning your errands and stuff, you know, it's all about paying your dues, being at the right place at the right time, and making yourself known.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's not that I'm glad you told that story because it's not, I'll just one day be at the right place at the right time. No, you made a conscious effort to be in the right place just in case it was the right time, and it turned out to be the right time.
For sure.
I mean, being there, I wasn't expecting an opportunity because, I mean, it's MLW during Mania Week. Like, come on now, who really is going to expect to get opportunity during Mania Week? Like, for MLW, like a big company. So I was just there, you know, to help out, man. And it got me an opportunity.
Yeah, and you never know when, you know, taking advantage of an opportunity like that might, you know, get you noticed, like, when maybe in a later time, like, well, let's see what this guy might be doing. Or, you know, just being around until you are needed for something or another. I try to do the same. We're just lucky that, you know, a lot of really cool people like me, and I've gotten some cool opportunities to help out and be involved in wrestling in a lot of ways. So sometimes,
but we're actually almost out of time. Is there do you want to let our listeners know where they can find your merch and find you on social media?
Yeah, social media, best thing to do, just go to like your Google search bar and type in either Mr. Grimm Wrestler or the Hitman for Hire Mr. Grimm. And if you do that, all of my stuff will come up. I also have merch on Pro Wrestling Tees. And if you go to a new company that I just partnered up with not too long ago, it's called LuchaWare. You go to luchaware.art. And it's a couple of other wrestlers on there, you know, some from MLW, you know, myself. Like, we all have merch on there, and so it's very high-quality merch. Like, I've had a couple of people buy it. Like, I have a mask. I'm about to get a shirt. Like, the stuff is high-quality, and it's different. So go to luchaware.art. Check that stuff out. And that's about it, man.
All right.
That's awesome.
Well, man, that's great, man. And, good luck on next week's match, man, and we hope to have you back on soon, and like I said, good luck, and we appreciate you coming on to the show and taking the invitation and time to come on to our show.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. We appreciate it again. You have a good
night.
We'd
love to have you again some other time.
Hey, look, I'm always willing to talk.
I understand when you get the NXT contract, you won't be able to talk to us. But maybe when you get to AEW.
Yeah.
Don't forget us then. I mean, you're welcome back anytime in between. Just don't forget us then.
Look, one thing about me is I don't forget the people who supported me, you know, especially when I didn't have anything.
We definitely support you, brother, and you definitely have
all day.
You have friends here at the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast.
Yes,
and I
sir,
appreciate
for
it.
Sure. All right. Well, appreciate you coming on, and we'll have you on again.
Yes, sir.
So he said Hitman for Hire. I wonder how much he charged me to beat up the Guru.
Oh, there you go. Hey, wait, hold on. I like the Guru. Fuck that.
Fuck
Guru's
him.
My boy.
I can't wait until Mr. Grimm comes to Detroit, because I am definitely getting a quote on the Hitman for Hire beating up that hippie bastard, the Guru.
Guru is my boy, man.
Just wait, man.
How
they
you
are Zach Thomas. That's a Zach Thomas, Mr. Grimm, Drag King, Mr. Grimm. Those are all great matches. Maybe if he slaps the shit out of the Guru, he'll get their attention.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And like we said, man.
Be in the right place at the right time, right?
Yeah, you did. We do always say that. We always do say that, man.
I'm just saying, he could be at the right place at the right time if he showed up at Pro Wrestling All-Stars with the Capital Vices, you know, maybe takes the road trip with him and slaps the shit out of the Guru. TKW, he's the commissioner there. Slap the shit out of the Guru.
Yeah.
You know, there could be a few extra bucks in it for him.
Power slam.
Beat up the Guru there, too. Man.
Beat up
the endless possibility. But
Mr. Grimm and Dre Jacobs would be the fucking match. That would be
that would
a match
be a fucking...
that people would be talking about for a long time.
A very long time. But, yeah, how about we get back on to talking about our WrestleMania viewing party brought to you by Wrestle Connection in the D.
Man,
at the Magic Theater.
I'm so excited for it. Like, we first, you know, found out about it. It was like, why? You know, it seemed like it was forever away, months away. But then, like, all of a sudden it's here. It's next weekend.
Like, yeah, you
whoa.
Know, it's so quick. So quick, man. And Jesus Christ, how fast this time has passed and came. And it's almost like it's almost over. It's like WrestleMania season's almost over. And we've been waiting. And it just seems like Drew McIntyre just won that WWE Championship. And he's heading into his second WrestleMania for the WWE Championship. And possibly being a three-time WWE champion.
He definitely could be. I believe
for
he will
sure,
be.
Man.
I don't know. That whole Raw is not the pinnacle anymore. It's definitely... I think SmackDown has been ahead of Raw in product since they, like, re-debuted SmackDown on Friday night. Like, since they redrafted after, you know, because the rosters were all mashed up for a long time. When they went back to the, you know, exclusive rosters, I think SmackDown's been killing them in every aspect ever since.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And, man, I guess there's no gorilla position tonight, guys. So, I mean, we're almost out of time. And like we said, next week we have we didn't have Capital Vices on tonight. For sure next week they'll be on. They'll be talking about the We Wrestle with Crab show, and hopefully they bring some more guests for us to interview and talk about the matches that they have at We Wrestle with Mania.
Yeah, That's going to be an awesome show. I'm sure it'll be on IWTV. I'm just certain. They haven't advertised that yet. But speaking of IWTV, TKW's Chaos Cup tournament from last weekend is available now on IWTV. Use the promo code Chaos, K-A-O-S, to get you a free trial and shit. Check that out. It was, the women's gauntlet match, the title match, the whole death
match
tournament. Man, women's champion was crowned. New tag team champions. They, I just spoiled half the reason you would want to watch it. But we talked about it last week anyway. If you watch the show, you probably know who won it.
I just got the first. Wait. We don't have to wonder about if We Wrestle with Mania is going to be on IWTV. I just got the official text from Jason that it will be on IWTV. So, you guys, if you want to see Mr. Grimm versus Malcolm Monroe III, MM3, The Process versus Myron Reed from MLW, check it out on IWTV April the 8th. You guys get to check it out. Now, don't miss. Now, there's no excuse to miss this card. You're gonna watch We Wrestle with Mania, because from bell to bell, top to bottom, whatever you want to call it, and I'm pretty sure Jason and Money are going to be in gorilla position besides their match. And, man, what a card you're going to say, damn, this is better than WrestleMania itself, damn it.
That, I swear, that's one of the beautiful things about WrestleMania and the way they've done it over the years is that, like, it draws in the whole genre from the whole world and all these other events that happen around WrestleMania weekend, they're always great, great matches.
No, that's for sure, dude, and I can't, but like I said, I believe that this We Wrestle with Mania coming up, man, is going to be such a great show, man, and I can't wait to. We gotta watch that together. this Thursday, next Thursday. You know what, guys? Maybe the Rated R Wrestling Podcast will be watching live. We've wrestled with Mania. You know what I'm saying? Something. Because that's the Thursday night that they're going to actually have We Wrestle with Mania.
Yep. And then, man, that's going to be one of them exhausting weekends, I think. That's going to be one of them Mondays.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't have to go to work.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Like WrestleMania Monday and Super Bowl Monday, those should be like bank holidays, like 3-day weekends, like Labor Day and Memorial Day.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I agree with you 100% on that one. I agree with you, man. Seriously. With that, I agree with you because that needs to be protest. That for sure needs to be protest.
President Biden, you sleepy fuck. You hear us? We need some holidays about you. Make
it
happen.
We need WrestleMania and Super Bowl. We need it. We need it. God damn it. We need it.
We need it indeed. I mean, they're
so, yeah, guys.
Big Sunday events. Just like, you know, I mean, we Mother's Day and Father's Day. You know, these are important Sundays, man.
That's for sure.
It's going to be my
Father's Day
here.
Right, WrestleMania. And WrestleMania, man, is going to be special this year. So we need that day off. Damn it, Biden. Make it happen before WrestleMania.
Right. He could have done it in his first 100 days. He could have added it to his resume.
Right, for sure. For sure he could have did it, but he didn't with his sleepy ass. He was tired.
He's sleepy. The guy, he is old as fuck.
He is, but I mean, he's president, so.
But that's what I'm saying, bro. I'm sleepy too, brother. That's why you need to understand we're sleepy, brother.
We're
watching the Super Bowl all night. We're watching WrestleMania. You know, we're at our WrestleMania party till midnight, and then we got to clean up. Like, we're sleepy too, Joe.
WrestleMania ain't going to end at midnight, I don't think. That's why they made them two nights.
Yeah, that's true, because every year, whether because I don't really watch WWE like that, but I will watch. Well, you know what I mean? I read what's going on for the most part, and I catch if there's something cool that everybody's talking about, I'll check it out. But above all, see, I'm sleepy right now. I will watch the pre-show.
Talking about you and you're sleepy.
I know. His yawn is contagious. But I'll watch the kickoff show. And every year for WrestleMania, even if I've not missed an episode of Raw or SmackDown, I will watch the hype, the pre-show, the whole two-hour pre-show or whatever it is, and then the, you know, 4, 6, 8-hour WrestleMania, every year.
Dude, remember what we were talking about earlier? This year, WrestleMania is not going to have really any part-timers on the card. We're not going to have John Cena. We're not going to have The Undertaker. We're not going to have Triple H. We're not going to have Brock Lesnar. We're not going to have no part-timers on the card this year.
That just reminded me. I seen this bullshit story earlier about Brock Lesnar signing with AEW, and I read it. I read the story, and I still didn't believe it. At the bottom, it's like, happy April 4th. Or April 1st, everyone, figured that was some stupid bullshit.
Yeah. I put it out there because I wanted people to read it, April Fool's. They're like, what? And I was going to say April Fool's, but, nobody
I didn't even
it, so
notice
okay.
You shared it. I seen it somewhere else, actually.
No, I did share it.
That's funny.
I did share it.
The weather's getting nicer. I've been back to work. It's cutting into my scrolling time. That's not good. I like to have ample scrolling time and wrestling time.
We're actually out of time, guys. Like we said, there's no gorilla position tonight. But we appreciate everybody that was listening, and even if we had technical difficulties.
Yeah,
and we'll see guys next. We'll see you guys next week. We love you guys. Is that it?